You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Let me pose this riddle to you, and it's one you've probably heard of before if you've ever studied Greek mythology. What is the creature that is on four legs in the morning, two legs at noon, and three legs at night? If you didn't know that answer in Greek times, you would be devoured by the Sphinx. But it was the riddle posed by the Sphinx to Oedipus, and the answer is a man. Four legs as he crawls as an infant, two legs as an adult, three legs when he's walking as an old man with a cane. That's the jumping off point, that riddle, of Arnold Weinstein's new book, Morning, Noon, and Night, Finding the Meaning of Life's Stages Through Books. It's both a love letter to literature and a pragmatic guide. Arnold Weinstein joins us today to talk about some of the books that he thinks guides us through these transitional moments, and also our books contributor, Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor for Essence Magazine. Good morning. Arnold, let me ask you a little bit about your premise here. It sounds basically like you're saying that fiction, novels and literature are perhaps even more valuable than nonfiction in terms of guiding us to make life decisions. Is that right?
Yes, I think that is right. I had a friend once who worked at the Shakespeare Association, and she said, when asked, how much do you know about Shakespeare? She said, not as much as he knows about me. And I think that great literature, in fact, illuminates who we are. It tells us things about characters in books, and we realize this is a mirror of sorts.
And to a certain extent, one of the things you mentioned in your book is that it doesn't necessarily have to be an intention of the author.
I think it rarely is. It's not intended. And the richer the book is, of course, the more surprises and the more reflections it gives us that, yes, this is perhaps a distorted mirror, but we see, particularly, we can't see the stages and passages of our own lives because our vision is so much like a snapshot and cued to the present moment.
Well, we have a short time to get through the entire life stages of a man through books, so let's get started. Both you, Arnold Weinstein, author of Morning, Noon, and Night, and Patrick Henry Bass, have come prepared with the books that led you through your transition. So I want to start with Morning, which is young adulthood. Patrick, what did you decide was the book that kind of guided you through that era?
Well, I plan on being 1,000 years old, but I chose The World According to Gart by John Irving.
And what did you learn from that?
Well, it was the first book that I ever read that a high school teacher didn't demand that I read. It was not in the syllabus. And I think that the Dickensian plots that he has in that book, where you follow Garp from childhood through middle age, there's all this wonder and innocence, and then it all sort of falls apart.
Well, that's Patrick Henry Bass. He ends up having to read a lot of books in his role as a senior editor for Essence Magazine and as our book contributor as well. And Arnold Weinstein, you chose Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn. Why? Why this one?
Partly because Huck Finn, I think Twain almost stumbles into greatness. That after Tom Sawyer, he writes this book that is really the story not of a glib, smart-talking kid, but of a dropout. And he asks, what will the great moral issues of his time look like to a dropout? And the point is, they won't look like much of anything. And so you use Huck's benighted vision, innocent vision, and he realizes beautiful things about the world that he lives in, nature, the river, the forest. But above all, he begins to gauge the humanity of Jim, the escaped slave. Nothing in his culture tells him that Jim is a person. And so late in the book, when he finally says, all right, I'll go to hell, it's a kind of extraordinary recognition. He thinks that freeing this black man will send him to hell because he, like all of us, has been conditioned by a mainstream society and by the values that he's been told. But his own heart says, no, Jim is a person, and I think he can't quite say this.
Okay, so Weinstein took courage, moral courage, from Huckleberry Finn. Let's move to midlife here in the Cliff Notes version that I'm sure you both don't like. Arnold Weinstein, your choice for midlife was Virginia Woolf.
That's right. I'm taking To the Lighthouse, which to me is the richest book that she wrote, and I think Mrs. Ramsey is depicted for us from the inside in terms of her feelings and emotions as a woman who is at her prime, both as a wife and as a mother. Very domestic kind of book. We see she has a kind of aura. At the same time, the book follows her on the inside.
Well, there's a sense, but you're telling me about the book itself. What did you learn from it?
Well, what I learned is that you can fulfill these important roles, but that you also see the adventures this woman takes through her spirit and her imagination, that she has a grip, it seems to me, of the larger stakes of reality that her husband, the professional philosopher, doesn't have a clue of. And it's that balance of being a person who embodies certain kinds of domestic roles. This makes the book hard to read for young women students today.
Well, Patrick has chosen a hard-to-read book as well, which is The Rabbit Series by John Updike. Patrick, why this?
Well, because I really want to get to the one where we're about to die. So,
right, we're
going to
move on here.
Rabbit is Rich is the book that I really loved, and I know that this is a controversial choice.
Yeah.
But Rabbit is Rich is Rabbit, the character, Harry Engstrom. This is him at middle age, and it's in 1979, and he's living in Pennsylvania, and it really is a portrait of America. It was released in 1981. It's a portrait of America in 1979 as this country really began to sink down a rabbit hole. This is just before we go into the Reagan years.
If we want to get on to your
look at America life,
if we want to get on to your approaching death one, Patrick, we got to move on now. Which one did you choose?
Beloved by Toni Morrison, because in that novel, Setha's past comes back to haunt her in the most extraordinary way. So, you know, as baby Seth's Holy is dying, facing death, looking forward to death, death comes back to Setha in the guise, perhaps, of her daughter Beloved, who she sacrificed out of love, and Beloved returns to her, perhaps not out of love, but a different type of love. Extraordinary book about life, death, and its consequences.
Okay, Arnold Weinstein, very quickly for you, what was your choice for the older years?
I took Coetzee, the South African Coetzee's book, Disgrace. Its main character starts as a womanizing professor. He ends up as a man who holds dying animals as they're put out of their misery. He moves from desire, eros, to a generosity that I call caritas, or charity. And he recognizes the necessity of getting ready not just for death, but the understanding that he lives in a larger kind of world than just his own human appetite.
Arnold Weinstein, author of Morning, Noon, and Night, and Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor for Essence Magazine and our own book contributor. Give us the books that guide you through the different stages of life. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.